Hi there, this is Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio, where together, my friends, we own the night. On our website, spacedoutradio.com, we have a place called the SOR Sightlines Report. All of our investigations and people who inquire are turned over to TESA, the Experiencers Support Association. Ryan Stacey and his crew, what I like about them, they're independent. They're not working for anybody, and they want answers. We want answers for our listeners and people who inquire as well about their experiences. It's a great tandem, and we love being teamed up with TESA. If you haven't heard of us before, that's okay. We'd love to earn your listening ears. Join us 9:06 Pacific Time, 12:06 a.m. Eastern for 3 hours of live entertainment 7 days a week.
Greetings, Earthlings! Welcome to the Beyond the Tinfoil Hat, a podcast by the Experiencer Support Association. I'm your host, Jamie Delzell, and I want you to join us for a trip down another rabbit hole where we find all kinds of unusual and unexplained phenomena. Remember, the first 30 minutes of the show is absolutely free and available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Head over to Patreon and catch 30 minutes and beyond of extra audio as we dive even further into today's topics. Exclusively for our subscribed fans with top secret clearance. Now let's dive right in. Here we go, another episode of Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. We're trying a new format today. We are all in different locations, so we're coming via Zoom. Shout out to Zoom. Maybe I'll see if we can get a little sponsor dollars for that. It is a Thursday, as usual, February 6th today. Pretty stoked. So for those of you watching now, thank you for tuning in for the free version of Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. We appreciate you being here. But you want to get going right now and get your Patreon, because we have a really exciting show that's coming up after the free version, but you got to pay. You got to pay to see it. See it, and you'll actually see it, which is going to be cool. We got our first interview, Ryan. You want to touch on it a bit? For those of you who have been paying attention to the show and listening, we put a full episode into this one, and we're super excited to dig right into it and speak to the man himself.
So the case that I read out to you last, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. So that experiencer, I talked to him. He's okay. I believe he said, let me check my email right here because it's right in front of me because this is handy. I think it was okay to use his first name. I'm just going to double check before we bring him in. He's okay with being on camera, all that fun jazz. So we're pretty well good to bring him in. As long as we don't use any identifiers. So we got to make sure we don't mention where he lives. Well, we'll let him gauge the conversation. But essentially, he's going to give us his rundown of the events that I investigated. So you read the investigative report. And I'm hoping Jamie's going to probably ask some screwball questions there for the both of us, challenge my investigating skills and challenge the experiencer themselves, which is good. It's always good to cross-examine. And I don't know, I'm nervous. I'm looking forward to it because, like, I can't prove it, but I'm pretty convinced that this guy's legit and what we're talking about is the secret space program. We're talking about Draconians. We're talking about Palladians. We're talking about a Nazi faction on the moon. Like, we're talking about some serious shit.
Like, I'm getting goosebumps, dude. I honestly, my head exploded. I don't know. I know D and Michael both missed that episode. I don't know how caught up you guys got on that. I know D kind of has missed out a lot of the chat. So I don't know if we want to quickly recap for those that haven't seen it.
Maybe some people that didn't see the episode as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think I just quickly did. I just did it.
Yeah.
Can we do it again? We're
live,
man.
I mean, that's... Well, I mean, we could kind of get into it a little bit further. I mean, so he's, without giving too much away, again, you go back to that episode, we dove deep into it, man. My head was spinning for days.
That's true. And
now thinking about it again is starting to go. But I'm just super stoked to, talk to both of you guys, because Ryan Fullout did an investigation. I don't know what, I mean, I've gone through the investigation. I don't know how readily available that is to the public. I don't think it is at all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, I mean, but you're going to get a lot of info here. Basically, as the story goes, our man here has been, man, I don't even know. I honestly don't even know. It's so, there's so much to it.
So, okay. So I'll help you out. So yeah. Jamie's mind has been blown because
it has.
It's true.
It's a concept that is very familiar to me, but new to him. Mm-hmm. So the experiencer reported allegedly being abducted by a human. That was the initial report. And then as we dove into it, there was talks of an Earth defense base, an explosion that took place on his knee. He has some injuries on his knee that he's unsure of where he got those from. So we went back, tried to figure out the story and things that he could remember. Pieces of that were put together. And then piecing all that together led to doing a regression hypnotherapy session, which then brought out more information, which then led to the, the conclusion that he may have been enlisted or operated as a precog, which is a future sight, someone who's able to see into the future or ahead of time for remote viewing projects that happened on the moon or near the moon. We have to get clarification from him on what he remembers. He told the story to the letter. We've got information about planets that I didn't know until I Googled it. He's got, you know, like he's just, it's interesting stuff. Again, trying not to ruin it for everybody, but I think what we should start with is have him explain it to us for the first time and then go from there.
Yeah, I agree with that. Super excited to get into that. Maybe we'll wait. We'll wait on that until he's on. Definitely can't wait to hear it right from his words. I mean, I know we sort of have by going through the story, but it'll be really cool to just like have. Well, I mean, I don't think I'm going to have any questions answered, to be honest. I'm just ready. I'm getting mentally prepared to have my mind exploded again, just reblown.
What are we going to talk about in the meantime?
I was going to say, so on that topic of mind blowing, so I've asked Dee a question today and I was like, this is probably a decent question to ask. So I just want to know, I was sitting driving and I just went like, do you think that the universe is actually like infinite? Do you think that for like, there's got to be an end somewhere, right? Like how, I don't know. My mind started just going on that thought. I don't know where, if you guys have any, like if you have any theories on that at all.
Were you smoking any weed before you were driving the car or what?
Where that? No, I was just, I don't even know. I was just driving and I was like,
what context do you mean?
Out of nowhere. Just like, there's no way, like, it can't be infinite, right? Like, I was, you know what I was thinking? I was counting. I was thinking how much money I'm going to make eventually. And I was like, billions, what's that? Zillions. I was like, bazillion. And then I was thinking of numbers. So they're like, they're infinite. Like, it's got to stop somewhere though.
My response to that. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm muting. Go.
My response to that is back to you, Mike.
Well, I'm a pretty big believer in the multiverse. I don't think necessarily, like there is an end to our existing universe, but there may be infinite other universes. Parallel to ours and all that.
Nice. I like that answer. I like that. That's probably the most logical one for me as well, which is a weird thing to say because it's hard to wrap your head around. But yeah, I like that theory. That's a good one. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Wife, you never answered my
question. My thing was, I think I was just curious what the context was. Was it, you know, when I think of the universe, I think of what we give forth to the universe and what we receive. So what version of is infinite? Is it like there's a cap and once we've given so much, there's like, okay, you're done now. Peep, I'm going over here now. Like what context you meant for the universe? Because that's the way when I think of the universe, that's the mentality of which I frame it. But I I'm also in agreement with Mike that I think that there's
sliders.
There's different. Yeah, there's different. There's definitely different levels of universe.
So they're talking with two different things, though. I think what Michael and you are touching on is more of an interdimension, which is within this universe. It's within. Mm-hmm. Like the universe itself, though, is like it. From what I understand, it expands. I might have to Google this. I might have to fact check this. But from what it started with the Big Bang, mm-hmm. and then it expands, and then it grows, and then it continues to expand, and then expand, and then expand. So I guess in theory, with what I understand or what I know, which I also could be wrong because I'm not confident, that if it does expand, then it'll continue to go on as long as it lives.
Right.
So the end of the universe would be the end of everything, the end of time. So now we need to measure how much time.
You're just explode by the science and the math of it all. Yeah. I love that your brain went into that world of it, though. It's so interesting just how, like, the word universe can, it goes right back to when we first started this show with, you know, the same entity can be seen in multiple perspectives. The mm-hmm. same thing goes for the universe is when he said that, my mentality was in one world, Michael's went another, and yours went in a totally different one. That's
kind of so active. Then we put the spin on another term called multiverse, which basically is the same thing what you and Michael were kind of connecting to, is now we're talking about parallel timelines, that it coexists the same time. I'm not a Neil deGrasse Tyson here, but I mean, like, I know what you're talking about, but I can't professionally say it without sounding like a noob. But it's meh. It's the song that never ends.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's kind of the, what's the word that I'm going to, that's like the essence of this whole show, really, like that's...
Yeah, that's beyond, that is beyond.
Beyond
the Tinfoil Hat, for sure. Richard.
Awesome. Well, so thank you. That was just, I don't, no idea. Like I said, that just kind of came through my head and I was like, it's a super interesting thought.
Well, I'm glad you got home safe.
Yeah, it's surprising,
it could be
right?
Parenting of a young child.
Like two kids in the back. Like, do you think the universe ever
These
ends?
Are the conversations we have, like, though, in all honesty. We spent a long time once trying to decide what did come first, the chicken or the egg.
It's
true. I have a question for you, Ryan, is you kind of touched on this at the beginning. This is your first time, this is your first time in this sort of situation where you've done a case, right? You've had a case and then we're talking about it. What are you feeling right now? I know you said you're a bit nervous, but, like, how are you feeling?
It's new. This is new territory because this is a thought and a concept that I've had for a while. Something I've always wanted to do with MUFON, but I was restricted because they want to control the narrative. So I'm really happy because we're actually getting to do something that I've been wanting to do, and then it's now coming together. I'm happy for the experience here because we're able to provide an open source, at least for him to communicate whatever he needs to communicate. I'm happy that we're going to be able to investigate and learn more things. It's research as well, because now it's not just my opinion. It's your opinions. It's now going to be a collective opinion, and plus our listeners are going to be able to listen to what he says and chomp at that. So the nervousness comes from, I guess, the response that we may receive, which is limited within the universe because we only have so many people listening. Which, if you're listening still, you should share this so others can listen. But yeah, I don't know. I really hope that he's okay,
right,
with what we're doing, and we live up to his expectations.
Definitely,
especially with how we're all dressed today.
Yeah. Well, it's an open thing, you know. And I love that answer completely, and I'm really excited with that. I was thinking about that too. It's just this is a situation where hopefully this is like a pioneer now, right? You know what I mean? Like there has been,
this is a milestone.
Exactly, it is, yeah. Right? Yeah. And it's very exciting because you know there's a lot of other people that have had experiences like this. We know this. That's what Tessa's all about. And hopefully it'll just start having more people come out. And you know, it is scary, and it is people, you know, some people will judge, but that's not what we're about. We're here to embrace and encourage and have this stuff get out there because, I mean, it does need to get known. And it for hopefully it will help the experiencer and help others. So hopefully that's the case. And I'm super excited about that. Also,
go ahead. I was just going to say, what does Mike think? What do you think, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like you were saying, seeing it actually start to come together, and it's just Ace was my first sort of taste into getting like first person contact, I guess, with other experiencers on a scale like that. But now getting to do interviews and stuff it's good to see it all starting to happen. And I'm excited for The Office to.
Yeah, because they wouldn't be able to do, like, legitimate, like, Operation Paranormal, like, legit, like, I cannot wait. Like.
It's coming together up there, and that's really helping to see it all manifest, you know.
They're going to be working on it as soon as I'm done here, too. Mike, you can help me.
It's really, really exciting times for this because, yeah, there is a lot going on. I don't know if you want to touch on, so we mentioned at the beginning, like you said, Operation Paranormal. Is getting the wheels are in motion and things are starting to come together for that. We could be having the first episode recorded probably as soon as, you know. We're just about ready to go, and everything's falling into place for that. We have a couple other secondary places where we might be able to check out. There's a lot. It's a very exciting time for everything here. Things are really starting to get into place. And what perfect timing in exactly a month's time, we'll be on the road to Florida, off to Orlando.
Which I'm nervous about, but yeah. It's a big things, man. Big things.
Yeah, so I mean, let's get our Patreon members. Let's go fill the bus. Now's a really good time to hop on board.
I have a question for anyone who watches today's episode that's, you know, interested in this opportunity to be able to have a conversation and all that. What would be the next steps for them?
Are you asking them or
are you asking Ryan? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were asking the audience. Can you ask again?
Oh, no, my question would be, and it is for the audience, but it is for that person that's listening to the podcast.
I don't know why I thought that. For some reason, I thought the audience could respond.
They can when they.
Well, yeah, I know, like, but I mean, in real time, I was listening.
Yeah. I'm waiting for an audience.
Well, I'm glad that we're captivating. It feels like we're in your home. No, the question would be like for someone who's maybe, you know, walking the same, you know, footsteps as our experiencer today, who's, you know, wants to maybe they're ready to share their story. They're kind of open to this format of talking about it a bit more publicly. What would be the next steps for them to do if they've never? They reported it and they've never really talked about it before, what would be their next steps?
The first step would be to check out the website, so www.tessacan.org. Mm-hmm. Take a look at all the sidebar stuff that's there, get familiar with the team and exactly what it is that we do. The next step would be to make a report in the system. When you fill out the report, you will have the opportunity to message what it is exactly it is that you're looking for, or what support you think you need. Then the report gets printed. I don't know if we're showing this video, but I have the form in front of me. And then I look at it, I read it, I process it, and I kind of delegate based on your requests. But after I read through it and filter to determine whether or not what you're requesting is exactly what you may need. Perhaps there might be a better resource for you that you didn't know was available. And then I get to work starting to do the research and investigating part of it while the support is provided. And since we haven't really had a format for this, I think we're doing it the best way because the investigation is done.
Yeah.
The experiencer is taken care of. The experiencer has the support, is happy, and is now coming forward talking about talking about it for the first time while we have information to validate. Whereas sometimes, like I've seen some people talk for the first time and then they get ripped apart.
Yeah.
So at least if people do rip this apart, we could defend it or some of it, or maybe they might suggest some things as a continual learning, right? So I do feel that the first process should always be reporting, so that way we can make sure that we handle you properly, because we're essentially responsible for anything that happens after coming forward, because we're encouraging you to speak, we're encouraging you to do these things, and we're putting together a document and a survey that's going to have redacted information, but you know, it's also creating a beacon and drawing some attention to us.
And if I can just touch on that quick,
yeah,
awesome. And I know some people might be a little nervous or scared to send in a report, but just so they know that it's going to Ryan. It's not getting out there into the world. It's, you can do with it what you want, but this is going to people that you like, person that you can trust, and you let
that is true. That's a good
right?
point.
It's not Thank just you going out there.
Yeah.
Because like, that's the problem with MUFON, is people don't trust MUFON because it's an organization. Within MUFON, there are lots of good people in there, but unfortunately, the name and the organization is what's tarnishing them, right? So I'm asking you to trust, yeah, exactly, trust me.
Yeah.
And if you can't trust me, then, you know, you're on your own, or good luck and best to you, right? But I mean, what is trusting me mean? Right. So what's accountable is that this TESA is a department of my company, private investigating firm. So the credibility that goes through with handling this information is the same information that we have to handle with our clients. So if I drop the ball with your information, then I drop, that's just me, like me dropping the ball with other information.
Right.
No different.
Yeah. Perfect. So, and so that's good. I think that's just something that I know I've had some people just reach out to me personally, which is awesome, and I love it. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm there to support, but there's nowhere I can take it. So like Ryan said, the report is where we can help with as much as we can help with.
And the support can happen right away too. It's just a matter of having it. Let me process it. And then I send it out based on availability. And then while that's working, right, people will contact you and stuff like that. The only sensitive stuff is just like, I don't want you guys to pull out information before I can pull it out first. So that way the information you guys pull out will validate what I've already done. For an example, with Leslie only got the same report that I did, but she didn't get my investigation report. She did the regression. And then it's only now that I'm able to link the regression to my investigative report and then present to her to say, hey, everything that you just discovered was already written down 4 months ago. And then, you know, that kind of puts things together. Mike, are you alive?
We're a couple minutes away from 3 o'clock. So what I was thinking, hopefully you don't mind me taking the floor real quick, as we're about to go into this next Patreon only exclusive awesomeness, is I'm going to ask Ryan, I'm going to ask Michael and Jamie, what are some things we want our listeners to have an open mind? What are some things that we want us, our audience to be paying attention to? Like, let's frame them up a little bit as far as what our expectations are for our listeners.
Michael, you want to kick it off?
I've talked enough. You go, Mike. Mike or Jamie?
Yeah, go ahead. Pushing it on Mikey.
I mean, anyone who's familiar with like the Gaia series, Cosmic Disclosure, there's like a lot of secret space program info within there. And like Randy Kramer, who we got to meet at Alien Cosmic Expo this summer, he's got a lot of content online. Plus now, I believe he was on Cosmic Disclosure as well. I, like Deanna, missed the episode about this case, and I haven't got caught up yet, so I'm pretty excited just to get caught up live with him himself. So, but yeah, I mean, the story goes that we've been traveling the galaxy for a while now, and if you want to know more, then check out the stuff I mentioned.
Awesome.
That's great.
Anything from you, Ryan? Anything we want our listeners to, you know, be open to or think about either as we move into the next 30 minutes or anything you want to leave us with before we say sayonara for our free portion?
I don't know. Just what's important for me is comments. We need feedback. So liking it, sharing it is good. But I mean, like if we're just talking and we don't have the back and forth. So if you don't comment, you don't get a say. You know, so if there's something you want to hear, we want to hear it. If there's something you don't like, we want to hear that too. If there's something you would rather listen, we're just going off with what comes forward based on our reach. So to me, I need direction. I really want our listeners to tell us what, you know, we're doing this, a service for you every week. Control the narrative. What do you want us to talk about? And if we don't know, then we'll do some research and we'll learn some things and we'll talk about it. That's a big take home for me.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, yeah. To you to close us off.
Yeah, feedback is key. Like you said, Ryan, that's awesome. And I just want people, especially with this, like this is a very vulnerable person. Like this is a very vulnerable thing. So just for the listeners, I mean, we have a fantastic audience, the people that do tune in and send messages. We like very, I think you'd mentioned in the Tessa before that the group is very supportive and that's what people need. So just keep that an open mind. If you don't believe it, that's totally up to you, but you know, keep that to yourself or talk to your friend about it. Don't be harping on somebody that's opening up and like disclosing something that's very hard for them to do.
Very vulnerable place.
Yeah. Cause like if you can't prove it exists, then prove to me it doesn't exist. That's the thing, right? So, like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But we need to investigate it to understand.
Awesome.
Nice.
Beautiful. I love it. Sweet. Well, I guess we're capping it off for now.
Yeah, Tess. So those of you who don't have the Patreon, get it right now because this is going to be awesome.
That's it for another Journey into the Fringe. Thanks for joining us here on Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. Catch us next week and follow us again into the realm of mystery and unknown.
For access to the entire episode and more, head to Patreon and find us under the Experiencer Support Association. You can also follow us on Facebook on our page, the Experiencer Support Association, Tessa, and on Instagram, Beyond the Tinfoil Hat.
Have you ever seen an alien or a UFO?
Or how about a ghost or Bigfoot?
Have you ever experienced missing time or future thought?
Or how about strange, unusual feelings of positive or negative energies?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Go to tessacan.org and report to the Experiencer Support Association.
That's TESACAN.org.
Our team of professional private investigators will help you and your family understand what may be happening.
We will also provide experiencers with the executive support like Reiki, hypnotherapy, mentoring, and wellness.
Everything is connected.
You are not alone.
We believe you.
Report today and help us continue to heed the world.